Good morning.
Peace be with you. Thank you. Over the many years, I've watched quite a bit of football. I'm sure you've watched some too. And when we really look at the games that are at hand, it always comes down to one thing, and that is clock management. Especially when you have built up a significant lead and you enter into that fourth quarter. Now all you're concerned about is how much time is left. Because you know that when the clock hits 0-0, if it's not tied, the fat lady sings. The game is over. So in that crucial time of the game, how do we proceed in clock management? Well, you have two choices. The first is to play not to lose or to play to win. And these two things are no way near the same thing. Because when you play to lose, what you do is you begin to protect the lead that you have in fear of losing it. When you play to win, you just continue on the course of action that has gotten you the lead, and you allow things to fall in place. The two most hated words in football: prevent defense. The only thing I've ever seen prevent defense prevent was the field goal. They always seem to get the touchdown, and there goes your lead. And when this begins to happen to anyone, we begin to sense the change that's taking place. We see it in the faces of the people in the crowd. We even feel the tension in the players. And then you feel as if you're just one onside kick away from losing. But I think just as bad as prevent defense, prevent offense. You know, when you just begin to run the ball right into the line of scrimmage, don't fumble. I mean, we've been throwing the ball downfield all day, but hey, don't fumble. We can just stay right where we are and win this thing. But in reality, when the fat lady sings, where are you? Have you been able to preserve that lead? By falling back, would not it be much safer to move ahead? When we listen to the readings today, Jesus is basically asking us to look at where we are and the clock management of the lives that we have on our spiritual, earthly journey. See, the temple becomes like the scoreboard. The people are looking at the temple and saying, wow, what a great lead we have. Look at all the jewels. Look at all the votive offerings. We've made it. And Jesus said, this too, the temple will fall away, and then where will you be? How will you handle those who are telling you the end is near? Will you be prepared? What is your strategy? See, because Jesus Christ already won the victory that we desire to hold on to. But it's all about how we participate in it. How do we manage our lives in order that the things that happen around us do not distract us or allow us to lose our focus on the lives that we desire to share, not only eternally in heaven, but each day glorifying Christ. So what does prevent defense look like in the faith journey? It's when we think that we have done enough, we've put ourselves in the position of God's love, and now we're just going to bank on the commandments and the few vices that we hold on to. Just hold our ground. You know, many people will tell me, Father, I do pretty good. I hold most of the commandments. I struggle with two of them, but I get 8 out of 10 is not bad. But when you struggle with only 2 and you're satisfied with that, then 2 becomes 3, and 3 becomes 4, and all of a sudden, any foothold you had in your relationship with God begins to disappear. The same with those who hold on to a vice opposed to virtues. I met a man once. I remember the first time I met him. He was lighting a cigarette, and he said to me, everyone has at least one vice. And then I had an opportunity to have dinner with him, and as he was ordering his 3rd cocktail, he says, every man has to have one vice. I thought, well, I'm counting. That's 2. And later, I find out that he is struggling with a gambling problem. And Someone asked me to call him, so I called him. I said, your family's very concerned about you in the way that you're gambling away the money that is necessary for your family. And he says, well, he says, I guess that's my new vice. I said, oh, so you stopped drinking and smoking? And he said, no, those have become my habits. See what happens? When you're desiring just to play a prevent Christian faith, that the things that you are accepting as the momentum you're giving away becomes detrimental when the fat lady sings. I say, we say on the corner here, throw the ball downfield. Keep moving forward. Because the reality of being focused on accomplishing by acting is far safer than standing back and waiting for it to end. Many people say the spiritual journey, life's journey, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. I would have to agree. But guess what they do in a marathon? They still run, right? They still run to the finish line. So what is our mission then? Our mission is simple. It is we recognize first and foremost that Christ has already won the victory for us. But yet we will never settle for playing not to lose. We should always play to win. And we do that with the gifts of the sacramental life of the church and the Holy Spirit. That'd be like Jen and Jason saying, oh, today we're going to baptize Francesca, and that's good enough. She's baptized. No need to bring her to church. No need to teach her the ways of Christ. No need to do any more. We're in. How wrong that would be, and how painful and dangerous that life would be. So our mission is to live out the sacramental life, to allow the Holy Spirit and His gifts to guide us through all the turmoil. We'll see the signs. People will be calling for the end of the world, but you and I will continue to move forward. And in that, we will not only know peace, but in that, we will be victorious when Christ the King comes. Do these things, and you'll know that true peace we always seek. And I promise I will try to do the same.